think we've got some juicy girl talk this week. But we have to dance into it first. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station, available on Alexa, available on podcast, available on iOS, Android, whichever way you get it, DAB, whichever way you get your shows and your radio, we are here to serve you. How you doing? Now, I said DAB, not sure about that one. But before we really get into this show, the day that, for me, this week as well, Serena returning to Wimbledon Centre Court after not playing for 4 years. Woo! I know one thing. She knew she was blessed and divinely favoured. So I do hope, like me, like Serena, you remember that you are blessed and divinely favoured, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to somebody's prayer. You know the show is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week is no different. We look at the best investment you'll ever make, which is into your health. And we talk about the new product, Ultra Vita, for those suffering with IBS. There is something that may just help to bring release. But as we get into the show, we're also just getting into Wimbledon. It's week one of Wimbledon. It's upon us. And there's nothing more magical than watching the best athletes of the world. Now, the World Cup is on, best athletes in the world. You've got cricket on, you've got rugby on. You know me, I'm a tennis girl. So for me, this is right up my street. It isn't simply tennis. It's years of investment. It's thousands of hours of playing and traveling and touring and getting your rankings up. It's millions of repetitions. It's discipline. It's recovery. It's consistency. And I have to say, I just watched Serena Williams return to centre court at 44 years of age after not playing for 4 years, after having 2 children, coming back to play singles tennis, and she hasn't played any tennis this year. No singles. So one question then comes to my mind. What gives women the confidence to return to the world's biggest stage? Because for me, confidence isn't simply about what you see in the mirror. Confidence is trusting in the body that you've invested in. Every athlete that we watch, whether it's football, rugby, cyclist, whatever your sport is, whatever one you watch, every athlete we watch, they're competing to win. They're competing for the medal. They're competing for the top spot. They're competing to become a record holder. They're competing to be the best in their sport. But that has to come at a price. And that investment has to be into the body that God gave us, fearfully and wonderfully made. They know they're designed for signs and wonders, but they've got a lot of work to do and continue to do all the time. So for me, I admire Serena enormously. I think she's done fantastic. She's done absolutely amazing well. And she's just been beaten by a young girl. And that young girl, Maya Joint, I mean, she really played her socks off. Serena raised her game and brought it back down. But what is interesting for me, and listen, I was so blessed years ago, I think the last time she played at Wimbledon, they went around and they asked people in the crowd who's their greatest athlete of all time. And I said Serena Williams, because she still is, to me today, the greatest athlete. And I said Serena. And actually that Saturday when she played the final, I was on BBC TV. So all my friends are ringing me like, Jenny, are you at Wimbledon? Are you at Wimbledon? I've just seen you on TV. That was just a global thing. That was my little claim to fame. Standing with the two lollipops in the line, they're saying, Serena Williams is my best one. And they'd gone for the years of Billie Jean Kings and former Wimbledon champions. And it was fantastic. But obviously, you know we age differently. We can't all have the same body we had 20 years ago. I just sent out an email actually today to the ladies that came to my talk last weekend, how to keep your knickers dry. And that was a fantastic talk. It was moving away from pads and containment. So it's beyond that into restoring the bladder to wellness. And I mentioned, I showed some before and after pictures of the fascia therapy that's been done on myself. So I've mentioned there's a couple of little dimples on my bottom and maybe a little bit of skin at the back. You know, there's not a lot. I know it's not major in terms of how some people find themselves, but it's enough for me to notice things on my body when these pictures are taken. And, you know, at Sassy Sexy 63, you know, I'd be remiss if I expected to have the body I had when I was competing and I was Britain's fittest woman and a record holder, because I was teaching 21 classes a week on top of doing my own training to compete at the highest level nationally. I don't do anything like that now, so I cannot expect to walk with the same body. But that body did look good. Anyway, the contours, the muscle contours and definitions have changed, but they're still there. That's the important bit. Now, Serena has spoken about using GLP-1 medication following her pregnancy. And honestly, for every woman that's doing that, that is your decision, right? But as a woman's health professional, my thoughts go beyond weight. They go beyond the aesthetics and what we look at. Because I can't help it. I think about muscle and muscle density. I think about power. I think about strength. I think about bone density. I think about recovery. Because trust me when I tell you, sometimes you do a sport and it takes you days. When I could recover in hours, it's like it's a totally different thing now. And I look at longevity. And most women listening today aren't preparing for Wimbledon. I know we're not preparing for Wimbledon. But we are preparing for life. We're preparing for later life. We are preparing to carry grandchildren. We're preparing to travel freely. We're preparing to go out dancing. There's the whole thing going on about, you know, women of my age and in their 50s, fabulous 50s, who are grandparents, and even like, you know, fortunate 40s who are grandparents. And their kids are like, how are these adults raving? And why are they not? We're not old. We are not finished. And so muscle is one of our greatest retirement investments. For me, the physical pension plan investment program, which I trademarked years ago, looks at health and finance in harmony. We've got this plan put to one side to make sure that when we get to retirement age, we're able to do the things we want to do freely. But that's in terms of finance. But if the physicality isn't there, the finance is of no consequence. That's the bit we're missing. So, you know, if we chase lighter, being lighter, smaller, without protecting strength, we may lose far more than we gain. So I know for myself as well, but I have, my body composition has changed a lot. I have, since the loss of my beautiful mother, God rest her soul, I know I've not, you know, I think the stress of going downhill and being ill for a couple of weeks, I know I've lost a few pounds. I'm also doing a detox, which I will share with you shortly, with a client of mine. So I know that's made a difference to my body. So it's really important for me to make sure that I get that muscle density. I've been doing lots of Qigong, lots of bodyweight exercises, lots of squats, lots of lunges, lots of standing on one leg, lots of foot exercises, ankle exercises, tongue exercises, eye exercises, mind exercises. But I cannot deny or leave out strength. I can't have power if I don't have strength. And I need to have, before even the strength, I need to make sure I have flexibility and stability so that I can move well. So I think these are just some of the things that we need to really consider and look at. And it's not that easy for us always to do. I think the only thing the consideration for me when we look at like the Ozempic, and it's, you know, there are lots of things coming out in America that may be different over here. But I know it suppresses the appetite, so people may eat substantially less. But, you know, if you're not getting the right proteins and vitamins and you know, the B vitamins, especially your iron, then your overall energy can drop and then fatigue will follow. And that makes it really hard to even do anything. You know, and also, you know, even as people lose weight quite quickly, that can make them feel tired as the body adapts. But more than anything, you know, the thing with the GLP-1 is it's not just a reduction in body fat loss, is also lean tissue. And if you haven't got the right and the adequate protein intake and you're not doing the right resistance training, then muscle loss is going to be a consequence. And muscle is metabolically active, which is what we want to be, metabolically active, and it contributes to strength and endurance. So this may make people feel less energetic. I went out on Sunday for my sister's 60th birthday. We went to the My Soul birthday party at the Century Club in Soho. Beautiful venue. And I was being chatted up by this lovely guy, this lovely Englishman. But what he was saying to me is that he loved my energy. Where do you, because I was dancing all the time. Like, you know, every time he walked past, like, why are you still dancing? You know. But I have that energy. And I know that my bedtime, I want to sleep. But I love the fact that I have that energy. And I think, you know, some of the side effects, which is going to lead us nicely into IBS, some of the side effects from taking GLP-1 is gastrointestinal. And so things like nausea and vomiting, diarrhea and dehydration, these are all going to create problems. They are recognized as side effects in some users. So they can also contribute to feeling weak and fatigued. And that makes it quite hard. So when I look at someone like my beautiful, beautiful Serena, I look, you know, the other consideration is that performance isn't determined simply by body weight, because it has to depend on muscular strength, which then gives you the muscular endurance, explosive power. It has to depend on recovery. It impacts coordination. And watching Serena, she wasn't the fluid athlete that I'm used to seeing. And obviously adequate fuel availability. And her team kept telling her to eat so they could see that she was running out. So if your calorie intake falls too much or your lean muscle isn't preserved, as an athlete, much less, you know, just us who don't do these kind of sports, then we may notice changes in power and recovery. And that can impact how well you'll perform. So it's not that she isn't the greatest of all time, because she always is and she won't get beaten. That's for sure. But it's being able to recognize that these things are important. And so we've got to remember that looking good is so much more than just the external appearance. It's what's on the inside that will always count first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
More than half of British adults, 55.5%, are currently suffering from at least one persistent gut health issue, and chronic diarrhea remain a particularly disruptive system, with 1 in 6 Brits, 16.3% reporting that they regularly struggle with these symptoms. So today I am blessed to be speaking with Professor Martin Kaplan. He's one of the UK's leading gastroenterologists, and we are going to be discussing IBS. So Martin, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Thank you very much for having me, Jenny. Pleasure to be here.
No, it's my pleasure, actually. I think, you know, I've got one of my best friend, actually, her sister really struggles with IBS and actually had a flare-up the other day and was in hospital. So this is a kind of a story after my own heart. So what has your research found?
So this research was really looking at a natural supplement called Ultravita Healthy Gut. And we did a trial of this compound, which includes curcumin, green tea and vitamin D versus placebo. So it was a small trial of 75 patients, half of whom went on to the active compound, the Healthy Gut, the other half placebo. And all of these patients had IBS with diarrhea predominant problems, which were very, very significant on what's called a symptom severity score. And so those patients who were on Healthy Gut versus the placebo had a significant improvement in the score and in their symptoms of bloating and diarrhea versus the placebo, who had no change over a whole over a month period. And then when the placebo group crossed over onto the active Healthy Gut compound, their symptoms also then showed a dramatic improvement, which was significant on the severity score trial data. And so this is it's a small study, but a big step forward in showing that a health supplement can show benefit. And it's important to particularly because there's so few in the way of any clinical trials done with natural supplements. And that was also a key message that we wanted to get over, that we need to be doing more clinical trials in this space. And the purpose of Ultravita is that it's a not-for-profit company to do clinical trials with natural supplements.
Fantastic. Because I think, we're now in 2026, we've got AI, we've got all these developments. So to continue to go down this medical route of almost separating the nutrition from the person and acting like what we take in has no impact on the symptoms that we have makes no sense. So, you know, we're trying to fix, you know, nutritional and hormonal imbalances with chemical compounds. But actually, if we can actually bring back in the natural supplements, the natural foods that the body needs to rebalance the hormones and to settle the gut, then we're going to get better outcomes, aren't we?
You're so right. And in the first instance, looking at diet and the food that you take in and the impact that has is very important. And so many people with irritable bowel syndrome have intolerances to wheat products and milk products. And you have to look at all of these sort of things in the diet. It's very important to look at diet in patients with irritable bowel syndrome and just generally, but certainly for IBS. Diet is associated with causing diarrhea by if you're having foods such as wheat products, so bread, and if you have milk products, then this can all exacerbate and be triggers for symptoms. And so changing diet, first of all, is important. But then if that's not working, that's where you want to be taking more natural products rather than necessarily medical tablets to try and control the symptoms. But then you want to have an evidence base for that, which is why the Ultravita Healthy Gut in this situation and the clinical trial is an important step forward in showing the evidence for such natural supplements.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%. But, you know, I mean, it is, you know, IBS is often described as a gut disorder of the gut. But how much attention, even with this, when you're using the holistic approach, how much attention is being given to what's happening in a person's life emotionally, their stress, their unresolved trauma, their anxiety, the hypervigilance, because that all plays a part, the chronic fight, flight.
Yes.
All of that affects gut function. So how do you assess those or address those factors?
Yes, so you're right. And the symptom severity score actually looks to measure many of those features in terms of the impact of the brain-gut axis, if you like. And we also have a special quality of life questionnaire as well, which we're assessing to look into this. And IBS, as you allude to, is a gut brain disorder, which involves nerve pathways, the immune system, the microbiome, and the nerves in the gut itself, and how that feeds back. And so the holistic approach, if you like, of the patient is so important, because that can affect all of these different aspects. And so you're right, it's not just having a gut disorder, you have to look at the whole individual.
Yeah, that makes so much sense, because I think, you know, when I've worked with women with IBS fluctuations, and my best friend's sister, and the hormonal changes they have around menstruation, and I think even into the menopause. So I think the issue is still that, you know, that you can put this label on it. Well, it must be menopause related, it must be perimenopause related, or pregnancy or menstruation related. But actually, it is, you know, if you can do that, that severity score is a really good thing to measure, because a lot of people, even with IBS, they don't even associate their unresolved trauma or their constant fight, flight and hypervigilance with what goes on in the flare-ups. And when they go to the hospital, those things don't get measured most of the time. You've got a flare-up and you deal with what's in front of you, but actually what's in front of you is the whole person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And do you know what is frustrating is that actually so much is put down to menopause, and so much is put down it's the time of the month and so on, but without actually understanding the impact, the hormonal impact that has on the gut and the body, and also sometimes leading to misdiagnosis by doctors and going down the wrong treatment pathway, because under pressure they're taking a shortcut and just saying, it's the time of the month or you've got menopause and it's just down to that, rather than trying to understand it and put that in the context of that individual as well. So it is looking at that person as a whole is so important.
Yeah, I used to say to my clients and friends, you know, if they had an issue with their knee, and they're like, I'm going to see the physiotherapist to fix my knee. So that's they're looking at the position of your feet, the arch, you know, whatever. They're looking at the pelvis. I'm like, no, I'm just looking at the knee. So I said, okay, fine. If you can take the knee to the physiotherapist and leave the whole body at home, no problem. But since the knee sits between the feet and the hips, it's obviously impact gait and posture. Why don't we look at the whole person? And that's why we struggle, and that's why I think the NHS. Look, Martin, I think we should go in the NHS, and take over, because, looking. I understand it's limited time. There's 70 million people in this country, but whilst we just keep looking at things in isolation and not integrating anything, we're in trouble. So this is where this product can be very, very useful, because you're trying to integrate and then you're able to get this person to recognize, look, you know, if you're eating foods that, you know, can have an adverse effect on your gut, then you are actually also contributing to the symptoms that show up when they show up, you know, because it's a combination of, you know, nutritional choices that don't serve the person, plus the recognizing that you need to regulate your nervous system, because that really does influence the gut and the hormones.
Yes, for sure. And actually on the website for Altravita, there's a nutritionist who's involved and can be helpful for individuals as well. And when we work closely with dietitians in many IBS centers for exactly the reasons that you say.
So, yeah, I mean, so where can people go to get more information, and how readily available is this product now?
So at the moment, we're presenting the clinical trial today at the British Society of Gastroenterology meeting in Liverpool. So that's a big, you know, to get it in mainstream medical gastroenterology clinical trial presentation is a massive step forward. At the moment, the product is just available on the ultravita.com website. In the future, we're going to be publishing a full medical paper on it. So that will go into a peer review medical journal as well. But for the moment, it's on the ultravita.com website. Then we will be looking to expand from there.
Fantastic. And are you on social media at all?
The presentation today in Liverpool.
Excellent. And are you on social media?
Ultravita is. Yes, they are promoting that and putting actually trial evidence will be out there on social, all the social media platforms as well. So if one just tags into Ultravita, ALTRUVITA, all the information will be there as well about the Healthy Gut product.
Fantastic. So are you presenting it in Liverpool today?
Yes, it's actually so we did the trial with the Functional Gut Clinic. Their lead, Sam Treadway, is going to be presenting on our behalf. And I'm in Liverpool at the meeting as well. So that'll be happening this afternoon.
Oh, well then listen, Martin, I'm wishing you well. Martin with a Y, because I'm Jenny, I'm Jennifer, but minus the F-E-R, I'm Jenny with an I, and you're Martin with a Y.
Yes, that's down to my mother.
She's a good mother. You should stand out, Martin, stand up. Okay, listen, thank you so much for your help. And listen, I'm really wishing you well this afternoon, because, you know, I think this is really, really important, an important step forward as well, for us to take the whole person and offer them something that's not full of chemicals and you know, help them to help their health. So I wish you
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jenny. Good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you too. Take care. Thank you.
Take care.
I enjoyed that conversation. And it is interesting, because I'm not for, you know me already, I'm all about holistic health, but there is a place for things that can actually possibly be of use. But it does reinforce something that I've believed for years, which is what I've said. Supplements have a place, but they are never the whole answer. And they're not literally meant to be the first place we go, right? My whole approach has always been for us to try to restore the body back to where it was first, then to rebuild that body once we've restored it, once we've reversed the damage, and then to introduce, right? Reintroduce something new, something better. And so this is fantastic, because I am on day 2 of the 72-hour cellular detox that I have within my 60-day journey. But actually, it's a new program that will be released within the next week. And it's a 72-hour cellular reset and 4-day food rotation protocol. And it's not about weight loss. It's about a cellular reset. Because we get well at the cellular level and we get sick at the cellular level. When they do any biopsies, when they do anything, it's cells they're taking out to see what the cells are doing. We look at cancer cells, we look at good cells, we look at bad cells, white blood cells, red blood cells. It's the cells that dictate and determine our level of wellness or lack thereof. So this 72-hour cellular reset is going to allow you, and you can do it wherever you are in the world. It's going to be a fully automated program. It will help you to reset the cells so that we can, like I said, reverse the damage, reduce the inflammatory load within the cells, improve hydration, support the liver, our detoxification pathway, support digestive recovery, which aids so well on from the interview I've just done with Martin Kaplan. It will help to reduce the abdominal pressure, which is what we need to do, and improve pelvic health as well, because everything lands. Remember, the pelvis is lined by the pelvic floor. So we need to improve pelvic health because everything meets at the pelvis, sits into or sits onto the pelvis, and thus the pelvic floor. And so then once we have done this 72-hour cellular reset, which actually is really, I was thinking, I'm going to do this with my, I'll do it with my clients. If I've got my clients doing it, I'll do it with them. So we're working together. But I've really enjoyed it. I've made some different juices to the ones I would normally make. I made this green soup, which I look at it and I didn't think a green soup could taste so nice. Literally just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful soup. And so I've enjoyed the hydrogen water, the chlorophyll water, the aloe water shots. I've enjoyed, going down to my little West Indian shop and like, I need some coconut water, just chopping the coconuts. It's been amazing. But instead of asking, yourself after you've done this reset, what diet am I doing? Remember, diet is simply difference in eating this, eating towards optimal health, versus difference in eating that, eating towards suboptimal health. You can ask yourself, what actually suits my body? And a 4-day rotation splits food into food families. And now you're going to start making your meals up based on those food and food families. And you'll start to see a change. Now you have an opportunity to investigate, to reflect, to assess, and to pull away from patterns that don't serve you. So the gut and the pelvis, they're neighbors. They are neighbors. So if one struggles, the other one often feels it. So we need to make sure that everything is tied together nicely. We need to make sure that we can invest into ourselves because no one else is investing into us. We are not somebody else's responsibility. We are our own responsibility. So even if the doctor is there, even if there's medical professionals there, they are there to assist you. They're not to take over for you. And so therefore you take yourself to them for assistance. But it's the more you know about your health and how you work, the better it is for you and the better the assistance that you will get. So then you're able to look at this investment as an investment into body confidence, an investment into recovery, an investment into performance. So it doesn't matter if you're not Serena Williams, if you're just trying to keep up with your grandchildren, you're starting a new relationship, you want to get into a new sport, it doesn't matter what it is. All the principles remain identical. You reset the body first, then you start to restore, and then you start to rebuild. So you reset, you restore, you rebuild. That's it. Then we have a much better later life experience. So everything just flows really nicely. The 60-day journey, all of it flows really nicely. We're investing in so many things, but we are reluctant to invest in ourselves. And then when things go wrong, when we get medical intervention, we're blaming somebody else for things not working for us. But we have to look at ourselves first and say, what can I do to help me? Because 10 minutes in a doctor's surgery is 10 minutes out of 24 hours. And it's 10 minutes out of 168 hours of the whole week that you're in control of. So let's see if we can do things differently, shall we? Let's play another trail.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We are back. We have 15 minutes left. So we're into the second half of this year, and 2026 is the year of responsibility, accountability, and choice, right? So we've got to know it's responsibility and choice. So we have choices. Those choices, they're not just financial, they're not just relational, they're literally how we even what we choose to do for ourselves. And so this detox is a great way to, I said, to kickstart July. We also have this weekend starting Bladder Basics. Bladder Basics is just a 3-week course, really simple, nice, easy to implement 3-week course that will allow you to be able to look at the different variables that actually impact the bladder. Because when we look at, you know, the interview I shared last week, which was fantastic, and I said PPC, you know, pads, pants and containment, we have to move beyond that. So, you know, you've heard my how to keep your knickers dry, the adult thing to do. It's when you feel the urge to go, to make it to the loo. As simple as this statement sounds, it's very clear to see not all of us will make it. And that statistically, you know, yet all the adverts out today say that leaking is okay. But you can't take your child to nursery if they behave this way. We have to look at what the media is doing. The media is telling us it is normal to leak. I don't leak. And if the statistics are 1 in 2 or the stats are 1 in 3, that means one is leaking, one isn't. Which side of the fence would you rather be on? Or if it's 1 in 3, one is leaking, 2 are not. Which side of the fence would you rather be on? Because it's time for us to stop allowing the bladder to dictate wardrobe choice, to dictate our social calendar, to dictate whether we socially isolate or we integrate, to dictate what colour clothes we wear, to dictate the bag we carry, to dictate what we have to carry with us, to dictate our hydrating habits. Because when we hold back from hydrating the body because of the fear of a leaky bladder or a weak bladder, that may cause us embarrassment, we're also starving on dehydrating the brain, cognition, fatigue, energy levels. We're bringing that down. We're dehydrating all the organs in the body. So, and the muscles and the joints, and arthritis is known as dehydration of the joints. So we're trying to prevent one thing, but we're actually contributing to other things as well. We know already that collagen begins to diminish from the age of 25. But, you know, the fascia, the lymphatic system, you know, everything in the body requires water. We are water. So to dehydrate yourself so that you don't get yourself into an embarrassing situation is to actually create things like, you know, we look at menopause symptoms. Sometimes many of those symptoms are dehydration symptoms. This is why I am the controversial one who says I don't agree with, you know, this thing called menopause symptoms. Menopause is a season. It's the end of our reproductive life cycle. It's the last big intimate health event that happens to us in terms of our reproductive life cycle. We're on this reproductive train when we get on from the day of our first period. We go from menstruation, those of us that are able to go from menstruation to maternity. Then we go from maternity to menopause. That's why I call it the 3 M's. There are 3 M's. Menstruation, maternity, menopause. Some women have 2 M's. Some women have 3 M's. Some women only have 1 M. Some women don't have the third M, sadly, because they don't live long enough to experience it. But whatever happens, by God's grace, if we live long enough, we're going to experience that last M. We're going to experience the first and the last one, for sure. And then some of us in between will experience the third one. So we just got to try and understand that if we're, you know, you're working, your pension is taken from your wages at source to ensure that you have something to live on later in life. Okay? That's fine. That's not a problem. But what are you going to do with that finance when you don't have the vitality, the energy, the body, the cognition, the ability to move freely without fear, embarrassment, whatever else? What are you going to do with that? So we have to make sure we look after that. So I haven't done anything for my July unfiltered, and I really do need to get on it, because it's supposed to be on the 16th in 2 weeks' time. I've had so much going on since my mum passed away, I was going to let it go. But I think I might just push it. I might just put an advert out. You know, in fact, I might even just do another free event, actually, on the 16th. I'll speak to Jake and ask him. I might actually just make it a free event and look at that same thing, unfiltered. So we're still looking at upstairs, downstairs, returning to intimacy after life has changed the body. Again, looking at life after hysterectomy, after mastectomy, after prostate surgery, after menopause, after different issues, vaginismus, painful penetration, after cancer. I think, you know, it's a concept that can be done, and it can be done in 2 weeks. So I've got to create one heck of a poster tomorrow, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm talking myself into it as I'm talking to you. So if you're interested, email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. I will actually, hopefully by the time the show comes out, you will actually see the poster. But you can go onto my Instagram page, @pelvicsecrets, TikTok, @pelvicsecrets, LinkedIn, Jenny Russell, J-E-N-N-I, Russell, and also on Facebook. But I also have a Pelvic Floor Secrets page as well. So I think, you know, this could be such a great concept if we just come together for an evening. Doors open at 6:30. It's from 7 till 10. It's right in the heart of Soho. It gives you an opportunity to come out and have literally unfiltered conversation. Come along. I'm going to speak to my colleague Norman, who will also do the men's health side of it. And I think if we get women and men together, we can have this honest, open conversation. If you're abroad and you live in different countries and you really want to take part, you need to email me so that I can get you registered on. I will set up a Zoom link for it. But if there is no emails in my inbox, I will not put it on Zoom. I will not record it. I won't do it. I'll do it if you're there. If you want it, I'm happy to do it. But if you don't come on board, I can't do it for you. Now, it's interesting. As I said, we're coming into the last 8 minutes, 7 minutes. So I have spent years telling women that your body is your business. And as harsh as it might sound, it really is, right? But your body is going to be your, and it is your greatest investment, right? And Wimbledon this week is going to remind me why. And it reminds me, when I look at Wimbledon, people look at the World Cup, I look at Wimbledon, that excellence doesn't happen by accident. When you look at Ronaldo, when you look at Messi, when you look at those great players, you know, Pele, when you look at the players that have come before, when you look at those players, they didn't just turn up one day. Beckham, you know, they don't play today and then go off raving at the weekend. That consistency, that turning up first, leaving last, that tunnel vision, that drive to be a better individual, to be a great teammate, is phenomenal, right? That's for football. That's the same for baseball, basketball, you know, those sports as well. In tennis, players love to be either fantastic singles players or they want to be fantastic doubles players. And of course, the sport changes dramatically when you're playing from singles to doubles. The singles, you're king of the court. You have to be all over the place. Doubles, you're setting things up and your partner is there to try and... You serve, they finish it. It's an amazing sport. So excellence never happens by accident. But neither does healthy aging. It doesn't happen by accident. You can't age healthily by accident. It's intentional. So, you know, I won't wake up tomorrow at the age of, you know, serene 70s or sensational 70s wishing I'd invested less. I'm not going to wake up then and say I wish I'd started earlier, because my body keeps every receipt that I do. It keeps every meal. It keeps every workout. It keeps every night's sleep. It keeps every stressful season. It keeps every recovery. It just keeps everything. And eventually, those investments will either pay dividends or they won't. They'll either send us a bill we owe, or they'll just take it from our deposit account. So my invitation this week is really simple. My invitation to you is to invite you to not wait until your body asks for emergency funding. I don't want your body to do that. I want you to start making regular deposits today. I want you to think of it, as I said, you know, when I read my beautiful mother's eulogy. You know, I likened Alzheimer's to being burgled, and a burglar that has the audacity to continue to come back to the same place and steal a bit more and steal a bit more and steal a bit more. When we look at how to eat, move and be healthy, when we look at how we live our lives, where we find ourselves in later life, you know, there was a level and an element of, I don't know, jealousy, not in a bad way. You know, when I think of my friend's late mum, Claudette's mum, and then when I used to go and talk to her, she's 92, 93, all her faculties about her. When I see that old guy, Fred, on the TV, you know, who did that little walk around and everything, he was 100. You still had all his faculties, can remember everything. My mum had 6 children, grandchildren, and a husband, and remembered nothing. And then the burglar, who just did not stop returning, had the proclivity to take away her voice. And so she couldn't advocate. So I want us to remember that your body isn't asking for protection. Your body isn't asking for perfection. It's asking for investment. That's all it's asking for. Because the greatest wealth that you will ever accumulate isn't in your bank account. It's in your health account. And that is the biggest thing that you could ever, ever expect to have and to hold on to. So the physical pension plan investment program was not created by accident. It's health and finance in harmony. But if you want to find out more about the programs that I run, the Alternate Months Unfiltered, if you want to take part in Bladder Basics, which starts online this week. So it's a 3-week course. It's a 3-week course and practical steps to begin to take back control of your bladder and your bladder wellness, so you can have body confidence and better bladder wellness. Then again, you can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. A lot of my programs are on Kartra. I need to get those links put onto my website, so you can click the link and come straight into the platform and be able to read and book your place straight away. But if you email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, or if you message me at Pelvic Secrets on Instagram or TikTok or on LinkedIn, Jenny Russell, or Facebook, then I will come back to you and I'll give you the information. Because as I said, we've stepped high, and it's got to be a judicious month for all of us. We've got to make decisions that are going to mean we're going to end the year strong. We're going to end the year full of vitality. We're going to end the year with grace. We're going to end the year better than we started it. And we're going to end the year with a testimony of what we've been able to reverse and change. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 71:9, it says, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. So we're asking God just to please don't cast me off. Don't cast me off in my time of old age. And don't leave me when my strength fails. God is saying, I made you fearfully and wonderfully. I designed you for signs and wonders. You are the apple of my eye. Take back what I gave you. Use it wisely. Understand your body, because no technology could ever touch what I've given you. And I promise you, if you put some things in place, you will actually have the life you desire all the time. You won't have to think about what you had in terms of your health when you were younger, because nobody stole it from you. So we got to stop letting poor patterns and habits take it away. So I've come to the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed this show. I hope it's been useful. Drop me an email. Tell me what you want me to talk about and let's do it. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you Saturday. I look forward to seeing you on the 16th of July in Soho, Unfiltered Sacred Grounds, 54 Dean Street. Until next week in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe, stay well.